Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
That wonderful new head of the DNC, that's what, after hearing him this weekend. You know, he didn't get as much coverage in the news after he said it as he should have, in my opinion. But did you hear what he said about, you know, the future of the Republican Party and Trumpism, basically?
I like Jamie Harrison a lot. What did he say?
Well, he said that if this is where you want to go, go for it. What I've been saying, he kind of paraphrasing it now, that if that's the direction they want to go, bring it on, because you're going to go down with it. And I totally agree with him. I think they're in serious trouble if they keep backing this nonsense. You know, go ahead with that craziness, that CPAC convention this past weekend, and you want to double down on this. And I keep harping on it. So I know I sound like a broken record, but hey, he lost you the House, he lost you the Senate, and he lost the presidency. So if you want to go that route, be my guest.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think Jamie's right. And I think that sentiment, and that's a well boiled down, is this. I mean, first of all, CPAC is a fringe of even the Republican Party. Secondly, you know, they say stuff like Hail Trump and give the Nazi salute. Business does not want that. Even big business, a lot of them may be Republicans, but they understand that violence is antithetical to democracy, is antithetical to capitalism, and they can only survive and prosper and profit in a sane capitalist system with a safety net, with fair rules, and without violence, and with a peaceful transition of power. So the more Trump doubles down on the QAnon shaman, you know, horns, fur, war paint, that kind of stuff, bravado, getting up, claiming that he actually won. I mean, one of the people Trump wants to take out is John Thune, the number two Republican in the Senate, right after Moscow Mitch, John Thune, T-H-U-N-E, South Dakota. The thing is, he actually is semi-moderate. He voted to acquit Trump, but at the same time, he's backed off a lot of these things about somehow it was an illegitimate election. If Trump persists, and if CPAC persists in pursuing the line that this is an illegitimate election, Trump won, it wasn't Trump's people that were the insurrectionists, and that kind of thing, he is going to lose. He's going to lose big time. And I think innately that's why, and this is a cooked group. I mean, this would be like taking a poll in Trump's family, his blood supporters, and only 55% of them said that they would vote for him in a Republican primary, and 45% of them didn't. And this is his group. It's his group. And I think that's why it is. And in the Man on the Street interviews afterwards, there were these two women, they had MAGA hats on, and they're all about Trump. But they're saying, you know, let's get beyond the legitimacy of Biden and all that. Let's just get to where we need to go. And they're impatient. And if Trump keeps it up, I personally don't think he's going to run, because he won't run unless the polls show that he's certain to win, and they're not going to show that. And so then they're going to scrounge around for somebody that's not charismatic. Whether you like Trump or not, he has a certain camera appeal, because we've been doing this forever. And they're going to come up with a cold fish like Hawley or Cotton, or an absolute raving nut like Cruz, or who else? DeSantis, terrible guy. Who do they have? We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? And by Bill, you're the third caller. So give your contact info to Luke, and he will send you a T-shirt. Congratulations, Bill.
So you can pass that on. You already sent me one T-shirt. So,
we'll pass it on, Bill. Thank you. We'll pass it to the next guy.
Here's what I called about. After just taking as much of CPAC as I could, I immediately went to go to the bathroom and hurl. If somebody's sick, turn that on. That'll clear their stomach in no time. I cannot believe these terrorists and how they went. Cotton has the balls to say, I don't understand why they don't want us back in Washington. Well, no. Sherlock, you burned it up and you killed people. They don't get it. They just don't blankety-blank get it. They don't understand murder. They don't understand $30 million in damage, and they don't understand that their Fuhrer really needs to be behind bars. He instituted a terrorist attack on our country. The one thing that is serious about this, the number one terrorist group that the FBI recognizes is them. That's a fact. That isn't made up. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I guess what stymies me, where is the backbone in the Democratic Party to get the right group of attorneys to charge him and get him behind bars? He is a threat to national security. Thanks again. And by the way, you got some great callers. Sometimes I don't even want to call in. I just want to listen to them speak. They're spot on.
Thank you, Bill. You're a good man. Thanks for calling in, Bill. We are now going to, the lines are really lighted up, and I'm going to go right to the lines. Frank of Poinette, you're next. And Frank, you won a T-shirt. You won a Devil Radio T-shirt, courtesy of Bill. You are the guy. And at the end of the call, give Luke your mailing address. And what's on your mind today, Frank?
Thanks. Thank you for what you do. And it's pretty awesome. You're on every morning. I listen to you every day. And I kind of get the program, but it's really hard to get all this stuff wrapped up in a person's head because it's all mind boggling. It's just, it's insane. And it seems to me ever since the Democrats went Republican, the Republicans went nuts. I just don't get it. It's just.
Yeah, that's well said.
I just don't know how to put it. It just seems like we left the Democratic Party left the FDR policy. We got rid of the Glass-Steagall, and it just went on and on from there for the last 40 years. And here we sit, and everybody's scratching their head. And how do you break through all this business? The only way I can see is I get any sanity is listening out of devils to get any truth out of this program. I listened to F1310, but Dan O'Donnell and Icky Vicky, my God. And I know so many people that just buy into that business, and it's no sense in even talking to them. It's just insane. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, well, Frank, thank you very much. And I think you hit it. I mean, here's the deal. The good old days are over, Frank. The good old days are over. We do not have the normal Republican Party, and we'll never have it back. And in my view, they're going to fall apart. And they'll be like the Whig Party in the 1850s that then joined with the nativists and the know-nothings and the Whigs, and they all got together and they formed the Republican Party. And now the Republican Party, as you say, has gone so far off the rails it isn't even funny. Lines are alive. We're going to stay with the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
That was a good call by Frank. And Corporate America helped fund this riot. They actually helped do it. And a lot of people don't realize that. And it's to the point now I can't even talk to my Republican friends. Civilized. They just, whatever. Hey, I got a quick question. This involves Republicans also. You can't even come to a consensus on when to count early voting and absentee voting in this state. It should be counted at least the day before, and they're worried somebody might die that voted before, or somebody may be whispering things and people won't go out to vote. But the point is what happened in the last election was not right. The absentee ballots and the early ballots should be counted the day before, fed in the machines. They need to come to some kind of a solution here, because that was Trump used that in his favor.
Right.
You know, he had the Republicans.
You know, Paul, in North Carolina, they count them right as they come in. And one way to get rid of the whispering is just have a clerk, two clerks, keep an eye on each other, feed them in the machine, but don't count. You know, don't look at them in terms of which one they voted for. So all they see are numbers. And then just announce who actually won. It'll take 2 minutes on election day. The other thing is about this business about somebody dying. Even now, if somebody died, they don't know it right away if he voted before, and they feed it in at 3 a.m. So that's a non-starter. A couple of people might die, but they voted timely under the law. And that should be sufficient. I agree with you 100%. And I think they should do what North Carolina does and just count them as they come in. Feed them into a machine so you have them tabulated and you don't check who won so that people don't start whispering to their buddies. We don't want that. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it's fortunate for these Republicans that we're not operating, you know, that the winning party isn't operating under the same rules that they did in the days of ancient Rome, because that enemies of the state were just executed. I mean, let's face it, look what happened to Cicero when he continued to pen poison letters against Anthony. Anthony had him executed.
That's some good stuff. We're not executing, but no, I like the history, Mark. No. You know that. And I'm going to leave you with one thing that I love. It's a phrase that I think one of Kennedy's friends said in the Senate. He was running against a nut job. The guy goes, in their days of ultimate decadence, the people of ancient Rome voted for a horse for the Senate, but at least they voted for a whole horse. That's my favorite. Mark, thanks a lot for calling. Yeah. Victor of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Victor?
Hi. As far as Trump being around in 4 years, I don't think his health is going to last. Even 4 years ago when I was watching him on TV, you know, walk gingerly down steps.
Right.
As opposed to Biden, who's 4 years older than Trump, and Biden, he's just quicker, you know, when he's talking. Trump acts like he's, I don't know if he's a drinker, or he's on some kind of meds, or he's suffering from some sort of dementia. There's something wrong with the guy, you know.
I'm with you. You know, Joe was a high school athlete. He's in great shape, you know, and Trump is basically kind of a sybarite. Look it up. It's a bad word. It's a sybarite. And I think his health isn't. And you know something, Victor? I think that the Manhattan DA or one of the U.S. attorneys is going to go after him criminally. I think he is dead politically, and I think this is his last swan. Victor, thanks a lot for calling in. We're going to the break. Luke is dragging me off the air for a break. I have no choice. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.